Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Sometimes we just appear to be stuck. Maybe we don't seem to be making progress financially. Or maybe we can't overcome some problem we're facing. And news reports frequently cite political gridlock in Washington as the reason government isn't making any progress. So, are we really just stuck with no way out? The Bible says no. Consider the case of Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. It's a pretty famous story. The Israelites are fleeing slavery. That's certainly progress. But here's the problem. The Egyptian army is pursuing them to drag them back into slavery, and they can't get away because the Red Sea is in front of them. So what happens? Moses turns to God for guidance, and what he discovers is that good is a real, live, effective power that can ensure their progress. It's depicted in the Bible as dry land opening up in the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk on. They do, and they make it to the other side. The Egyptians, however, can't make it across. Moses and his people are safe and can continue their progress to what's called the Promised Land. What's this saying to us today? We can abandon the belief that we're hopelessly stuck and instead see a way forward. This might mean giving up slavery to old ways of doing things, ways that don't let us progress. As we do look beyond strictly human resources to more spiritual ones, may we, like Moses and his people, find the good we're looking for and make it to our own promised land. Amen.